listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
Oh, tell me, mama, who was that while ago? Oh, tell me, mama, who was that while ago? Yes, when I come in, ooh, when I that back door. Now don't come here, mama, I'm gonna start a raising sand. You've been out boogie-woogie, there's something I don't understand. I want you to tell me, mama, who was that a while ago? Yes, when I come in, ooh, when I that back door. Something I never seen before. A man is getting my money, always slamming my back door. I want you to tell me, mama, who was that while ago? Yes, when I came in, who was that back door?
Blues for you there today. That was one of the premier Chicago blues bands in the early 1950s known as the Aces, and a number entitled Tell Me Mama. This band consisted of guitar players the brothers Louie and Dave Myers, drummer Fred Belo, and harmonica players an 18-year-old Junior Wells, who was followed by Little Walter after he departed from the Muddy Waters band. Junior Wells had caught wind of the fact that Little Walter had left the Muddy Waters band, and he saw it as a better opportunity for him, as Muddy was getting a lot of notoriety and publicity at that time. Today we're going to focus on the Myers brothers, who hailed from Byhalia, Mississippi. And if you've studied blues history and its evolution, you are aware of the importance of these brothers and what they played in the development and popularity of the Chicago blues sound. Let's go back to some of the early cuts of the Aces, which were also billed as Little Walter. And even though Dave Myers is the actual composer of the song Sad Hours, Chess Studios gave the credit to Little Walter. And this was only the beginning of many issues the Aces would have after taking in Little Walter. The Aces and Little Walter on Cruising the Blues today with Mr. Jack. Thank you.
fine. I want to love you all the time. You so fine, pretty baby. Let me love you all the time. Well, and I got a girl, she's fine and brown. What I like about her, she's mine, oh mine. She's so fine. Yeah, she's so fine. You so fine, pretty baby. Let me love you all the time. Well, I wanna give you all my money, buy your diamond, everything. Say you be mine, baby, and we will make romance. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You are a fine, healthy thing. I wanna love you all the time. Baby, let me talk myself to death. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't want nobody else. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You the fine, healthy thing. I want to love you all the time. Going crazy 'cause you're loving someone else. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You are a fine, healthy thing. Let me love you all the time.
Traveling back in time today on our blues road trip. That was the Aces featuring Little Walter on vocals and harmonica from 1952-53. An interesting fact for you musicians out there, Dave Myers actually played the bass lines on a tuned-down guitar. His brother Louis took the primary guitar rhythms and leads. So this band consisted of two guitars, a drummer, and a vocalist harmonica player. Here's one more tune that you blues fans might be familiar with, which is credited to Little Walter, but was actually indeed the Aces band with Walter as their front man. Blues with a Feeling, a trip back in time on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
here by yourself. What a lonesome feeling when you're by yourself.
Got a little heated after a short time. Little Walter took his spot in the Aces, which were also known as the Jukes, named from Little Walter's hit instrumental Juke. He was taking in the money, but he wasn't giving the band members their fair share, and he was taking more for himself, seeing himself as more important than the rest of the band. Louis Myers was the first to quit being fed up with Walter's treatment, followed eventually by his brother Dave, who finally had enough of Little Walter's shenanigans. The Aces soon dissolved and went on their separate ways. Here's a few numbers by Louis Myers as a solo artist, starting off with Tell My Story Movin', followed by Tribute to the Aces, and then we'll end with an actual Aces song featuring Louis on vocals entitled Bluesy. A trip back in history today on our Blues Cruise.
Tell my story moving, gonna tell it on the run. Gonna tell my story moving, gonna tell it on the run. Rather see that bones my way than a wrong end of a gun. Have to keep these shoes in motion past that city limit sign. Have to keep these shoes in motion past that city limit sign. Gonna slip on down the back road till I reach that county line. Well, you know my mama, she told me when I was the age of five. Well, you know my mama, she told me, son, just try to stay alive. So I tell my story of moving, I'ma tell it on a run. Rather than see that lonesome highway than a wrong end of a gun. I got a three-cabin heart attack, 12 gauge attack of the flu, 44 magnum pneumonia, Chicago left parking you. So I'm leaving this thug city where the wind blows gun smoke gray, where they keep the gutter running red and the sky raining lead all day. Thank you. never hear me back. Gonna pack up all the arms. Gonna grab a E&P bag. Gonna pack up all the arms. Gonna kiss my baby picture and hit the street for parts unknown. Gonna tell my story. Gonna tell it on the run. Gonna tell my story moving. Got to tell it on the run. I'd rather feed it along the highway than the wrong end of a gun. Oh,
was a song bluesy from a band called the Aces, which set a precedent for the Chicago blues sound in the early 50s, featuring Louis Myers, who was the founder of the Aces, along with his brother Dave. We'll be right back with some more songs off of one of Dave Myers' solo albums entitled You Can't Do That. Stay tuned.